Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, January the 5th. The grains closed mixed with March corn down 7.25 cents at 602.25, March wheat down 9.25 cents at 760.75, and March beans up a nickel at 1394.75. Kansas City wheat was down 17 cents. March Minneapolis was down 22.25. So certainly some pressure in the wheat market here. The wheat, as we talked about, I think this morning or last night, we put in that inside day on the wheat. It was certainly the least impressive action that we saw. Today, we now have a double top on the March wheat at 771.5 from yesterday and today. If we start getting much under 750, I think it opens up the door down to about 730 fairly quickly out here. The corn market kind of followed the wheat down, despite the crude oil being up 73 a barrel. The meal was down $1.30, so that didn't help. But the corn ignored the beans. It ignored the crude oil to close lower. Really didn't see much reason for it. The weather in Brazil looks a little bit better. South Central Brazil looks to get some rains. Argentina looks to have a big shift in the pattern, but not until late January, early February, if you believe the long-term forecasts. So maybe that put a little bit of a scare into the funds. They only sold about 5,000 contracts here. Considering they're long about 350,000, it's a drop in the bucket. The beans managed to stay higher here today. Again, it's still dry in Argentina. Let's not forget that if they get late rains there in February, that can make the crop. They don't harvest that crop until April. So there's still plenty of time for rains to do some good there. And keep in mind what I've been saying for the last several years is these genetics today will wait for the rains. You know how bad these crops look. If you give them a good rain, they're going to grow. And if there's any better example of that, if you would have asked guys last July 1st if they thought there would be a national corn yield anywhere near where we were, they would have laughed at you. So, you know, getting these late rains in August and September really helped the crops. And that may be the case if they get the rains. I don't put a whole lot of stock into the long-range forecast, but that's what it is. We're only a week away now from the supply and demand report. Again, I think we'll see soybean exports cut and the carryout increased. I think in corn, they're going to cut exports but increase ethanol demand. I don't know what the net result will be on the carryout, but we still have a fairly healthy carryout from what I can tell out here. Exports tomorrow, they're looking for light numbers again. 750 on corn, 600 on beans, 275 on the wheat. The Fed came out and said they intend to raise interest rates probably faster than was expected due to the high inflation. That's put the stock market down 200 points on the Dow. The S&P is down 57. I think the NASDAQ is even worse. So, you know, ultimately, you know, I believe we're seeing higher interest rates. And I don't think that's healthy for the stock market in the least. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.